This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Low, if it means eventually getting the funding for President
Trump. And this problem's not going away. We need to secure that border, and there always will be that pressure of, oh my gosh, here comes several thousand more folks bringing drugs and human trafficking and just otherwise good people, but they're coming here illegally. Yeah. So if Schumer will buy into that, I think we can make some movement.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends. Stocks open over 300 points lower today after the Dow set a single-day record yesterday with a more than 1,000-point gain. Reports about renewed tensions between the U.S. and China apparently have investors in a new sour mood today. And this is USA Radio News.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Police are still looking for the man who shot and killed an officer in California's Central Valley. Corporal Ronil Singh was killed during a traffic stop early Wednesday morning in Newman, southeast of San Francisco. The 33-year-old officer had been with the department for about 7 years. This was a friend of his.
It just really hits home, and just got off work, and, you know, it's the most I can do is just put some flowers here. I wish I could do more.
The 33-year-old officer had been with the department for over 7 years. The suspect's truck has been recovered, but the suspect is still at large. As this heavy travel week continues, severe weather alerts have been posted in parts of the southeast U.S., with cold air from the north mixing with moisture from the Gulf of Mexico, bringing heavy rain, severe thunderstorms, and other types of precipitation from the southern plains to the Mississippi Valley. A tornado watch has been issued for parts of Upper Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We told you moments ago the Dow Jones Industrial Average had opened more than 300 points lower today after that huge over 1,000-point gain yesterday. Well, we're just getting word the Dow is now down over 500 points in mid-morning trading on Wall Street. Speaking of investing, taking a look at your finances at the end of the year is a good idea, according to many financial experts. With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
This is a time of year when many folks start looking at their finances and plan for stuff moving forward. Dan Geltrude is a CPA. He joins Fox News and talks about some of the things you need to be doing right now to set yourself up for success in 2019.
Well, the first step is you want to review your assets, your liabilities, your income, your expenses. That's your starting point. If you're going to talk about New Year's resolution, everybody wants to lose weight, this is the equivalent of getting on the scale. You got to see where you are today, your assets, what you own, liabilities, what you owe, your income, what do you have coming in, expenses, what's going out.
Yeah.
The reason assets and liabilities are important, do you think you need to get rid of some assets in order to take care of some liabilities, especially after the holidays?
And meanwhile, 17 million Americans will start seeing bigger paychecks next week as 22 states and the District of Columbia are raising their minimum wage, either effective December 31st or the first day of the new year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
What can I tell you? That's how we roll here at Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. Merry Christmas. Boy, I'll tell you, what an exciting time of year it is. By the way, good news. As you may recall, we talked with Luke Zamperini the other day. And as he departed, he sent me some DVDs to give away. It was very kind of him. I mean, you know, this is the spirit here. You know, we're givers, we give. So he sent me a plethora of DVDs to give away. Unbroken, Path to Redemption. Okay, this is the new DVD that's out on sale and available. The inspirational true story continues. Remember, this is the pickup from Angela Jolie's movie about his dad, Lou Zamperini. And it really takes you into the conversion of what Lou went through in going to, you know, the revivals in Los Angeles of Billy Graham and how it changed Lou Zamperini's life and how he remembered a promise that he made to God when he was out on the waters of the Pacific. Incredible story. What he went through, came back with PTSD, and what he endured at the hands of his captors, his Japanese captors. And anyway, it is all there in the movie, Unbroken, Path to Redemption, and it's available. We're giving them away, so you know how we do this, right? Just drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Write down, make sure you have your address there. We'll put it in the HAPA. We pull your name out of the HAPA, and then we send you a your very own, just in time for Christmas. Use it as a stocking stuffer, pass it forward, do whatever you want to do. Enjoy the movie together as a family. You enjoyed it on the big screen. Now you can enjoy it at home with all your family members and all the popcorn you can eat. Unbroken, Path to Redemption, the new DVD. Available, and it's free right here on Bill Martinez Live, just like that. Hey, with us right now, always good to be talking with Dr. Michael Buzler. He is a public policy analyst, economics expert, and professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. So he's going to straight out all this stuff that's been going on. The Dow went into a free fall last week. I think for a lot of people, Michael, they just said, hey, look, it's been a good year. I'm not going to worry about my 401k. You know, the Dow is doing what it does, and the market is settling here. What's going on? Give us the real facts.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. People put money into the stock market primarily to build wealth for the future, usually for retirement. So unless you're retiring in the next 2 or 3 months, I wouldn't worry at all about the stock market. It will continue to fluctuate. In my opinion, all of the downturn in the stock market is really an overreaction to what people, some fears people have of what may happen next year. In other words, when people buy stock, the price you're willing to pay depends upon how profitable you think the company will be into the future. If you think the company will continue to make high profits into the future, you'll pay more for a stock. If you think the company will make less in the future, then you're likely to sell the stock because you think prices will fall. Mostly because of the trade war and the negative impacts that that could have on the economy, investors are becoming very nervous, and I think a lot of people are selling. Frankly, the economy is doing very well. Corporate profits are up on average over 18% this year compared to last year. 2018 will be the first year since 2005 that the economy grew at over a 3% annual rate.
Yes.
I see that growth rate increasing into the future. You take a look at what Trump's tax cut did. He modeled it after what Ronald Reagan did in 1981, went into effect in 1982. After that tax cut went in 82, in 1984, the economy grew at a 7.5% annual rate. So business investment was up significantly the first half of this year. It's going to take a while for that to completely filter through the economy and show positive results. But I think next year, 2019, you'll see growth in excess of 3%. And in 2020, you'll probably see economic growth in excess of 4%. I tell everybody who's worried about the stock market, just take a deep breath and exhale.
And stay away from the mainstream media because they're not helping the cause here. I mean, you know, some people hearing you, Michael, laying it out for us are going, hey, wait a minute. This is fake news. This is not what we're hearing on the mainstream media. Well, this is the truth. You've got to separate this this angst that people have toward Donald Trump. They don't want Donald Trump to succeed. Well, they got to understand that they don't want Donald Trump to succeed. They don't want us to succeed. They have constantly been putting the sticks in the spokes of this president as he's tried and done everything he can. I think in many respects good. I mean, there's some things about his personality that I think make us all scratch our heads and go, why did he have to say that? I mean, even like you said, I mean, he puts out a tweet and refers to himself as tariff man. Well, of course, you know, the mainstream media grabs onto that and boy, they just have, I mean, it's like throwing catnip out to the mainstream media.
That's exactly right. Look, President Trump is not a politician. He's a business person. A business person, with the trade deals, for instance, he got into office, he took a look at every single one of our trade deals, and every one was in favor of our trading partners and to the detriment of the U.S. For instance, the European Union makes a car, sells it over here in U.S., we charge a 2.5% tariff. Mm-hmm. We make a car in the U.S., sell it in Europe, they charge a 10% tariff. China charges a 25% tariff. No wonder all the money is flowing out of the country, and those countries aren't buying much of our products. So a politician would convene a summit, come back in 6 months, discuss it with somebody else, convene another summit, and kick the can down the road.
Yeah, well, by the time he's ready to do something, he's out of office, and now we got a new president, and he's got a different bunch of policies that he wants to follow. So, as you say, easily kicked down the road.
Exactly.
So at our expense.
President Trump is a business person. A business person sees a problem, especially if it affects your bottom line, and confronts it immediately. Mm-hmm. So he said to every one of our trading partners, we have to renegotiate these trading deals. The partners were not in any hurry to do that because they're on the favorable end.
Sure.
What does a business person do? You create a sense of urgency when you have reluctant trading partners. He slaps tariffs on everything, and before you know it, Mexico and Canada have signed a new agreement. South Korea has signed a new agreement. Japan's on the verge of signing a new agreement. The European Union said that we'll work towards zero tariff policy. And for the first time in decades, China has come to the negotiating table. His tactics are working perfectly. If everybody would just exhale and stop listening to the mainstream media, 6 months from now, you're going to see all these foreign markets opened up to U.S. manufacturers, particularly in the agricultural industry, that haven't been opened for decades, and they'll have long-term positive effects.
Michael, you bring up an excellent point here, and on the other side of the break, we're going to address that. And that has to do with this sense of urgency and the business clock that operates, according to tradition, on the D.C. Beltway versus the real business clock that operates in American business from coast to coast. More from Dr. Michael Busler on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Service—they still exist here.
I love the way you hold me. From the side, you'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me. In your arms, will always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even love you less, Lord. I love the way you hold me.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like it, is fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Dr. Michael Busler, public policy analyst, economics expert, and professor, continues. Michael, you know, you brought up something that I think is really important here for people to really understand, and that is you know, the Donald Trump difference about how to conduct business. You know, and I think it's very frustrating for somebody like him who is a consummate laborer. I mean, he operates on 3 hours of sleep. He is serious about getting things done. I think, you know, with all the weathered tweets and stuff, mainstream media and all the controversy and everything like that, I mean, this is an activated president. And when you are like this, one of the things that's most irritating is laziness and incompetence. And what people need to appreciate here is that, you know, people have gotten fat and happy at the expense of the taxpayer in our government. I know that sounds like a broad brush stroke, but it's one of those deals that, hey, look, at if the shoe fits, then, you know, hey, look, at it's your shoe and you can wear it. And that is very frustrating for somebody like Donald Trump, who is a mover and shaker. And guess what? He's on the people's side. He's trying to move and shake this government into wakening up, or as some would say in the current vernacular, woke. The government needs to be woke up. And, you know, because it's been asleep, it's been fat, it's been lazy and comfortable. As you talked about with the Affordable Care Act and other privileges, you've got these, you know, these legislators that have carved out deals for themselves, and they're not living under the legislation that they create. But they're happy to let Main Street America live under those rules.
And that's exactly right. We discussed over the break the Affordable Care Act applies to all Americans. Every member of Congress and their staffs have a different health care plan that's much more favorable than what we have. So you're right. There's no sense of urgency on their part to make any changes to the Affordable Care Act because it doesn't affect them personally.
Well, to that point, hang on 1 second if I can interrupt you, and the thought came up really quick. Hey, why don't you let them live under the medical care of the VA? See how long that takes to continue to be a mess.
That would really create a sense of urgency and get something done. That's right. You know, it's amazing how much President Trump has been able to accomplish in less than 2 years, given that more than 90% of the coverage in President Trump in the media is negative. And
exactly.
I saw three different studies verifying that. Plus, every single member of the Democratic Party in Congress votes against him on major issues. Every single Democrat in Congress.
Mm.
Thirdly, he's got members of his own party who don't support him, the, quote, never Trumpers.
Right.
They're going to vote against him. We have Jeff Flake right
Jeff
now.
Jeff Flake, I mean, it's a disaster. What he's done and how he's injured We the People in order to block conservative judge appointments, he's throwing a fit going, well, until the president promises, you know, and we've got some sort of, you know, get out of car jail or whatever you want to call it, some security, that he's not going to do anything with Mueller. Come on, are you kidding me? I mean, you're chasing windmills here. President Trump is not going to get rid of Mueller. I mean, that should have happened a long time ago. It's too far down the road. That's just a waste of a headline and a waste of conversation.
And for Jeff Flake to stop the nomination of some very good judges who will fix the judicial system, so you don't have judges trying to legislate from the bench, which is what we have now, particularly in some of the circuit courts. The one in California, the judge out there votes against everything President Trump tries to do. He's trying to replace that Jeff Flake because he didn't get his way about something that really doesn't matter, and he's only got a few more days left in office anyway, is blocking every judicial nominee. Now, it's really just stalling them because the new Congress and the new Senate is seated next month. There's even a greater Republican majority, so that'll go through.
Yeah, but this is a waste of time, though, Michael, instead of being down the road. So when the new legislation and the new session comes in, they're moving forward. They still have to take care of things that should have been taken care of 6 months ago. This is what's so frustrating, that we're not moving forward, all for the sake of politics. And not to mention this Russian collusion thing and a waste of, well, what are we up to, about $22 million of expense on this? You talk about chasing windmills, and what do we got? We've got anything but Russian collusion, and then the rest of America is saying, well, yeah, but here you are, you're looking at Trump. What about Hillary? What about the Democrats? What about Podesta? What about, you know, the uranium deal? What about, you know, you talk about government interference with, you know, with our election process domestically, what we just found out in the 2018 elections, ballot harvesting. And don't give me this deal. Oh, it happens on both sides. We got one minor deal out in North Carolina. I say minor. It's probably going to, you know, end up being a new election. But the operative there was a former Democrat. So he brought Democratic plans into a Republican operation. But Republicans need to wise up, and the rest of America needs to wise up. Is that, you know, as I was having a conversation with Lou Euler earlier, is that statistically what happened in these elections is impossible. You know statistics, Michael. They just don't add up. It's like when you go in and you say, oh, President Obama, you know, got 118% of the vote. Well, you know. Wait a minute. And then the other thing is that, oh, yeah, then you get all these people, they get the cemetery vote, people who died Republican, and somehow the Democrats have this uncanny ability to raise people from the dead, and when they do, they become Democrats. I mean, it's a pick and miracle.
You know, and part of the bad performance in the stock market is the Democrats will control the House of Representatives starting in January. It appears to me that their main focus is not to pass laws to benefit the American public. Mm-hmm. Their main focus is to get President Trump out of office and to just fight everything he's trying to do. First, they said he colluded with Russians. Well, there's no evidence of that. Then he said he obstructed justice. Now there's no evidence of that. Now they're on the fact that he committed campaign violations that'll put him in jail, when really he didn't do that. Mm-hmm. Cohen made those payments. It came out of private funds. Trump says he didn't know anything about it. Cohen said he did. That's kind of a he said, she said.
Well, what do you believe about Cohen? Cohen initially said, hey, I just took care of stuff. You know, I did it on my own. So do you believe what the first time when he said, hey, I just did it on my own? Or do you believe him the second time when he's forced up against the wall and he's looking at lots of years in jail and he's compelled to lie about a lie or whatever? I mean, this is all it's just craziness. I mean, he has no credibility whatsoever. He's totally, you know, off the playing field at this point. And, you know, that's what Mueller's been effective in doing. But, you know, we're not any closer to the truth than we were, I believe, you know, what, almost 2 years ago?
Yeah, you know, Alan Dershowitz said it very, very well. Prosecutors like to put pressure on witnesses to get them to admit to a bunch of things. If they can't get what they want, they put enough pressure on them, and pretty soon the witnesses start composing things. And
yes,
that's, I think, the situation with Cohen. He's facing some significant jail time. The court in New York said it could be up to 3 or 4 years. So at this point, you just do everything you can to get out of it. Cohen is obviously not a credible witness. So I don't think anything will come out of this campaign violation thing. President Obama had a $400,000 issue that was sort of swept under the rug. You may remember John Edwards had an issue too, and nothing really came of that either. The Democrats have got to... I think the Democrats are missing a tremendous chance. They've got a president in there. In my opinion, President Trump has the mind of a Republican and the heart of a Democrat.
Yeah. So I think you're right. It's a good point. And conversely, Republicans need to be aware. At least they know where the Democrats are coming, and they need to be ready and make sure that you know, they've got their ducks in a row. Thank you, Michael.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day six of a partial government shutdown. The U.S. Senate coming back into session today. And a Republican senator, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, says he's willing to take things slow if it means eventually getting the funding for President Trump's border wall.
And this problem's not going away. We need to secure that border, and there always will be that pressure of, oh my gosh, here comes several thousand more folks bringing drugs and human trafficking and just otherwise good people, but they're coming here illegally. Yeah. So if Schumer will buy into that, I think we can make some movement.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends. Stocks open over 300 points lower today after the Dow set a single-day record yesterday with a more than 1,000-point gain. Reports about renewed tensions between the U.S. and China apparently have investors in a new sour mood today. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way, the truth, and the light. I believe you are the way, the truth, and the light.
Bill Martinez live.
The America, 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. You know, there's been lots of discussion about judicial reform and unfair practices in our court system. Well, the 2018-2019 Judicial Hellholes Report, yes, you heard it right. It is titled The Judicial Hellholes Report, shines its brightest spotlight on nine jurisdictions, courts, or legislators that have earned reputations as judicial hellholes, whether it be welcoming litigation tourism or adopting novel theories of liability. Judges and legislatures seem eager to expand civil liability at every given opportunity. Now, these judicial hellholes systematically apply laws and procedures in an unfair and unbalanced manner, generally to the disadvantage of defendants. And for those of you that have come in contact with these judicial hellholes, you say, how can this be happening in 21st century America? I mean, we know better than this. This is total idiocy. Well, Tiger Joyce, president of the American Tort Reform Association, is with us right now to break it on down and shed some light on what we see as being, unjust. Tiger Joyce, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, great to have you here to talk about this. Let's talk about, you know, first of all, you know, people hear a judicial hellhole. You know, what does that mean?
Well, it's our effort to do something we hope is a little bit catchy, get your attention. But I think you've stated it very accurately, which is we highlight what we think are the worst litigation jurisdictions around the country, and we give reasons why. Mm-hmm. And you stated some of them, you know, attracting, you know, what we call litigation tourists. You know, our courts exist in a particular community to serve the interests of that community, not, you know, when we see, in, for example, in Philadelphia, that over 80% of the the claimants in their, what they call their mass torts court, are from out of, not even from Pennsylvania, much less Philadelphia. You know, you have to ask yourself that question. What's the purpose here?
Yeah,
exactly. And when, you know, and whether it's expert evidence rules, which are very important in major litigation, whether it's like maybe a pharmaceutical case, or matters about, you know, technical, questions. These are fundamentals to our civil justice system. But what's most important is to recognize that, you know, the truth is that we all have a stake in the legal system because it costs us over $400 billion a year, according to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. We've highlighted in a number of key states, our judicial hellhole states, that the excesses of the civil justice system, cost us all jobs. And the gross domestic product of individual states. So this is not a, and in some jurisdictions we're seeing, access to healthcare can be impacted.
Exactly.
So these are not academic questions for lawyers and law professors. These are significant issues, for everybody, listening to this program and everybody else out there.
Well, this doesn't seem to make sense when you've got judiciaries complaining that their dockets are full. Why would they be taking on other, you know, claims that are outside of their specific universe?
Well, I think that's a good question. We've seen some instances, some extreme instances, where it seems like they're almost, in some cases, and I want to emphasize, we highlighted this even actually at a federal court in Texas, that seemingly they were looking to make sure that they continued to have the same number of judges. But you're right, most judges will tell you, I know a number of them who will say that, you know, their dockets are jammed. One of the issues, though, is that I think judges can be maybe, and there ought to be, it ought to be accepted to be a little more aggressive in policing cases, and not stringing out the process so that it goes on interminably, which adds costs and burden, to everybody. And if you're looking to be compensated, if you really do have a legitimate case, you have an interest in being compensated promptly.
Well, that's,
so streamlining the process would be in the interest of all. And judges have a key role in that.
Well, when we see their inefficiencies that exist, you know, as they say, follow the money or follow the influence, you know, to what benefit? I mean, does a judge himself, can they control who comes into their court? Who is the gatekeeper here, and how are they getting rewarded? Because you might have a little bit of a deal where a judge says, okay, you know, I'm in this court today, but, you know, I have ambitions to, you know, rise up into the federal court and try to create some sort of career path to, you know, the Supreme Court, possibly, if that's part of the reward. I mean, there's got to be something that, you know, promotes these people coming outside of the immediate areas. And, you know, we would say, Tiger, that when people are outside of their lanes, that's when you get into problems here. And this seems to be another one of those examples.
Well, it's up to the judiciary to police the judiciary, and I think that it's also it's up to, and I'm not aware of any situation along the lines of what you just described, but I think it's incumbent on every judge, you know, to police their own dockets. Mm-hmm. If there are cases where there's no merit, if something looks like it's just been filed simply for the purpose of filing it, then, you know, why should it continue? Why should someone on the receiving end of that have to hire a lawyer and have to go through the process? We ought to be looking at creative ways to expedite the process, and hopefully at the same time provide meaningful opportunities for people with legitimate claims. Here's a good example. One of the areas that the organized plaintiffs bar has installed as public enemy number one is arbitration. It's almost a bad word in most instances. The truth is arbitration can be quick and an efficient way to get a meaningful, reasonable amount to an individual without having to wait years and years.
Exactly.
And the uncertainty of litigation. And yet it's sort of acquired a bad name when it really shouldn't. And a meaningful, well-administered arbitration system can actually be helpful. We should be looking for creative ways to address problems that, that avoid the cost and the burden and the delay of full-blown litigation.
Well, when you outline these 2018, 2019 judicial hellholes, of course, at the top of the list, you got California, Florida, number two, New York City, three, St. Louis, Missouri, four, Louisiana, five, six, Philadelphia Court of Common Pleas, number seven, New Jersey Legislature, number eight, Madison and St. Clair counties in Illinois, number nine, Twin Cities of Minnesota. What other top line findings of the report should we be aware of?
Well, as I mentioned at the outset, you know, I think the issue of litigation tourism is very significant. We're also seeing a new breed of class action cases that I would say we call them almost no injury class actions. Some of, you know, if anybody who goes to a store and buys a bag of candy or chips or something, you might see that there's some air in the bag. Well, we're starting to see more and more cases where the allegation is that the air in the bag is somehow deceptive, that whatever is in the bag should be, you know, the underlying product. You're not buying air. It seems pretty preposterous on the surface, particularly if the bag is, you know, if the container is properly labeled and so forth. But this theory, this sort of no injury theory, the idea that an individual should be compensated when he or she arguably has suffered no injury. I mean, what's
yes, exactly.
You know,
right.
I mean, a generation ago, plus when I went to law school, that was a fundamental in what, you know, in tort law and contracts. There needs to be an injury. You don't compensate someone if they haven't been harmed, if there's been no damage. And, you know, seeing that and seeing the advent of these types of cases, we highlight them in some of these hellholes is really, I think, one of the important areas that I think we're seeing more and more of, regrettably.
Well, I got to tell you, this hellhole report gives us some encouragement to say, look, we're not knuckleheads, that we are seeing this insanity continuing to pervade our judiciary. Where can they go for more information, Tiger Joyce?
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Courage to say it.
We are the light of the world. We are the city on a hill. We are the light of the world. We got the light shine. We are the light of the world. We are the city on a hill. We are the light of the world. We got the light shine.
Bill Martinez, live.
Let it shine, ladies and gentlemen. You bet it. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. If you've got the light, let it shine. If it was ever a time, it just seems like there's always a time. I want to bring Danny Huerta on right now. He's an expert at Focus on the Family, an expert of many things, but particularly when it comes to family and as a counselor. A father of two, so he knows how to, you know, wrestle cats because, and probably sometimes, Danny, you say, I'm glad there's only two.
That's right. You know, Bill, I wanted 10 when I first met my wife, and she didn't want any, so we settled at two.
You settled at two. You had to negotiate, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, hey, that's what it's all about. Well, Danny, I want to bring you on here to talk about a crisis that we have. I mean, I'm reading headlines all over the place here. Teens are in the midst of a suicide crisis. Teen suicide is contagious, and the problem may be worse than we think. It is incredible what is going on. You know, the news of the day can distract us from the heartbreak that many families across our country are enduring this holiday season. And as the one headline said, we're in a crisis here.
Yeah. You know, there are over 3,000 suicide attempts a day among 9th through 12th graders. So there's a lot of pain, a lot of emptiness, and we got to take notice.
What's going on, Danny?
Well, I really think that, if you look at culture, the pace is, we can't maintain the pace that many people are having. And then also with social media, the amount of influence that kids have around them has never been seen before. I mean, we're influenced positively and we're influenced negatively. And influence begins to help define who we think we are or who we think other people think we are. And the messages, the media, the television, the movies, the YouTube, the graphic stuff that they're showing and glorifying to get money is really impacting kids, especially kids with a mental health issue. And
right.
most of the suicides do end up happening because of a mental health issue colliding with other factors in a person's life.
Well, it's those kids that are on the outside perimeter, so to speak, or maybe they're on the edge of the perimeter. They're most vulnerable, and you can identify them, fairly quickly just by going out into a schoolyard to see how they interact with others. But like you say, Danny, you know, the kids are getting pulverized, you know, whether it's with social media, the invalidation, the fact that an anonymous individual can say things about you, and the kind of destruction that it can do. I know when I was growing up, it was that saying, sticks and stones will break our bones, right? But words will never hurt. That's not necessarily true. I mean, words hurt. And particularly, you know, when you've got the power of social media out there making the impact, and you add to it this ingredient of invalidation. You know, people, you know, groups want to make you less than and put you on the outside. You know, one moment you can be in the in crowd, and the next minute you're devastatingly kicked to the outside perimeter. And this seems to be happening, whether you're a kid or an adult, for that matter.
Yeah, and you know, with Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat, a lot of times you see what other people are doing. They're showing you their highlights, and I know there's been many articles now written on that. And and the fact is, when you're looking at it, you're not having one of those highlights. And if you're lonely, you're empty, you've had repeated losses, you're chronically sad or depressed, or you're having chronic emotional pain, then seeing other people having a great time, smiling, showing the highlights, you say, well, I'm not having that kind of life. And we know also through Facebook and through other types of social media, people that are really struggling and having those dark moments, are also communicating through that and encouraging others to harm themselves or do things to themselves. And a person feels a sense of belonging, like they're understood. Another person's having pain, and they begin to attach to other people that are in pain. And that can become quite dangerous fast.
Yeah, without a doubt. And Danny, you mentioned the media itself. I mean, we know, and we've reported on this, Netflix, some good things they do. One of the bad things, I mean, this series that they're doing on teen suicide is so disgusting. But, you know, all in the, I guess, all under the guise of freedom of speech and creativity and all that, it's okay that somebody who is, you know, greedy for money is willing to put our kids at risk. And I got to tell you, I am surprised there's not more outrage from the parents across this country. I mean, we've got to take a stand against this kind of insanity.
Yeah, there's too much silence on that. And we did actually do a podcast series and a free download for parents on the 13 Reasons Why series that Netflix has put out. And people, you know, any parent can access that, and hopefully it gives you some good conversation points if your child's getting into that. Because there have been some kids that where they have shown no signs, and then suddenly they're in the middle of this crisis, and they're watching or binge watching 13 Reasons Why, and end up going through the process, and that really can be devastating to the family, to society. Kids don't think through that. And the dangerous part is teenagers are in an impulsive stage of life and a very vulnerable stage of life. And that show, it can be dangerous in the wrong hands.
You know, kind of amazing by contrast, Danny, we've got a teacher looks at a candy cane. Maybe he was listening to one of the shows we did with Ace Collins talking about, you know, the J shape of the candy cane, how some looked at it as a J representing Jesus. Others looked at it as the shepherd's crook, you know, to, you know, lead sheep and direct accordingly, you know, like it was the shepherd's shaft. And but this particular teacher looks at it as a J. And so now he's outlawing candy canes on the campus. I mean, you know, it's amazing that you will have that kind of outrage over the shape of a candy cane, and then we have real issues like what's permeated our society today that's killing our kids. I mean, to the point that we're in a crisis. Now, if you are not directly affected by your family, and this isn't, you know, by the grace of God, thank you, that, you know, thank the Lord that you're not having to deal with, but the fact of the matter is there are parents out there dealing, you know, Danny, I remember there was a dear friend, I mean, a solid family, and the son at 17 years old got into the choking game. And guess what? You know, suddenly he got in the choking game, and there was no escape, no out. And his father discovers him hanging in his closet of his bedroom.
Yeah. too many stories like that, Bill. And that's a sad thing, because there are some kids that want to test and test death, right? They want to see, can I really die? And they feel immortal. And there's some kids that don't care about life, so they look like risk seekers. But the fact is that it's another different way of not caring about life. And as youth workers, pastors, parents, we have to be really carefully listening and watching, being noticers of what's happening in our kids. Listening is an act of love.
Yes.
And sometimes we're in such a fast pace as parents that we and this is not as a guilt thing for parents. This is more of an awareness. Let's stop and just press pause and listen carefully and show that act of love. It's about bringing God into the present moments with our kids. And really, you know, God says in Psalms 147:3 says he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And the more we listen to kids and affirm the fact that they have a lot of things coming at them, a lot of pressures now, much more expectations in athletics, in academics, and then also less sleep, more media, more influence. There's just a lot of factors
affecting
the youth today. And as parents, we have to take the time. It's temporary. It's short. We got to create margins in our life so that we have time to spend time with our kids. That's a gift that we give our kids and give our families.
Well, one of the things that I appreciated in riding a motorcycle is it became about target focus. Your eyes will take you where it is that you're looking at. If you're focused on a particular target, that's where the bike and where you're going to end up. And I see the comparison in terms of life, what you're focused on. If your target focus is, 13 reasons and suicide and all that, you're going to end up there eventually. That's where you're going to end up. So what you need to do is change your focus to what God says and how he identifies you and whose you are when you declare that you're going to be a follower of Jesus Christ and you are a son or daughter of God. And if that is your target focus, you're going to get through some of these currents, these countercurrents of the culture that would want you to be like everybody else.
Yes. You know, last words right here, Bill. I'm going to say, become an investor in youth, whether it's your kids or someone else's kids. Really invest in them. Encourage them. See positive influence. Be part of the rolling credits in these kids' lives in a very positive way, but you have to be intentional. And we've got God's word in our hearts. What a wonderful gift this Christmas season, Christ's birth, then his death and resurrection. It brings hope to dark places. And, you know, one resource we just created for people out there is alivetothrive.com. Look for that. That's a great resource to use with youth in suicide prevention.
Thank you, Danny. Appreciate it. Danny Huerta.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day.